Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right now, whether I'm, you know, getting over a cold, whether I'm getting over allergies, or I'm getting over the game we had last night. I mean, everything. Here's the one thing I'll say: we're going to spend very little time on what happened last night in Thursday Night Football, especially when Lucy comes on. Not going to waste too much time on it. But it doesn't mean that because you have a bad game, doesn't mean there aren't some takeaways that you can have from it. I think very simply, if I'm looking at the Broncos side of things, right, we always try to look back Thursday night game, Friday. What do we take away from that? I think the one thing that stood out to me that I will just look at every single week is going to be the over on rushing yards for Bo Nix. He's going to run the ball. He's going to run the ball consistently, and the Broncos are going to let him do it. And I think that's it. There you go. There's my takeaway. Like, it was ugly. It was, I think, the first time that I wanted to stop shooting Game Day Garage and just say, guys, let's pack it up and go home. This is unwatchable. I mean, and the worst part, yes, I had the under in that game. And yes, we did not need that touchdown late from the Saints. Didn't need it, but got it. I mean, absolutely the worst way for an under to go and die, especially when the Saints did absolutely nothing offensively pretty much the entire game. I will say this. I mean, moving forward with all the injuries, obviously, that New Orleans is dealing with, they are untouchable to me. Even Alvin Kamara, he was a nothing burger last night. Thought he was the one prop that actually made sense. They were going to need him to be involved in the offense. So, yeah, I took the over on rushing yards. I liked reception. There were a bunch of things I liked, and he just was non-existent in that offense. And I get it, right? Like, you don't have your starting quarterback, and maybe, I don't know, maybe I get it with Derek Carr. Right, the ceiling can be high when like peak Derek Carr can be really good. The floor can be really low, though. They're much better off with Derek Carr than Spencer Rattler or anybody else they're trying to throw out there at quarterback. It just is. Like that's what we're looking at with the Saints the rest of the way is what we saw last night, and it's crazy, right? Because we talked about quite a bit at the beginning of the season how the Saints' offense looked totally different. Clint Kubiak came in, and oh, look at what he's done. He's added all this new dynamic to the Saints' offense, and they're so high-powered. And, well, yeah, you've lost some names, but they've been falling apart before they even had all these injuries. Losing Rashid Shaheed the rest of the season, it could be a massive, massive blow to them. That is a big-play receiver. I was taking the over on his longest reception every single week. So, really, that's it. It's over on Bo Nix rushing yards. And I'm kind of staying away from really both of those teams at that point. The Saints are terrible. This is what tells us. Like, we do that at the beginning of the year, right? And right, we're looking at win totals. So obviously you go through team schedules. I like to look at quarterback matchups. That's a big thing for me. But the reality is we don't know much about teams whether it's that team we're looking at in terms of their win total or the teams that they are going to see on their schedule throughout that entire season. First 2 weeks, Saints were averaging, what, 45 points a game? I mean, they're terrible now. Defensively, they're a joke. So you just... We've got to now, I think, accept that in the NFL, the first couple weeks of the season are going to be treated like preseason for some teams. We're not getting the full slate of what a team looks like, offensively, defensively, whatever the case is, because you're just not seeing a lot out there. You're not seeing anything during the preseason, and that's where the Saints are. So it was awful. They should apologize to all of America for putting that game on last night. Maybe I'll take team total unders for the Saints, and I mean, that's it until Derek Carr is back out there and starts to actually target Chris Olave when he's out. I mean, that's it. Brutal, brutal. Two big trades, though, in the NFL this week that actually are... One moves the needle actually more for me than the other. And you might think that it's Davante Adams. That was the most obvious trade. We knew it was going to happen. Tuesday morning when that news broke, you went, yeah, of course, because I saw what the Jets offense looked like Monday night. Now, Davante Adams can't block, but he can catch passes. So that certainly improves the Jets' offense. And I'll tell you right now, I love the over on Aaron Rodgers' pass attempts. He's gone over it four straight weeks. He only threw 35, officially 35, but there were penalties because the Jets' offense, I mean, their offensive line is a joke. The amount of penalties, what, over 200 penalty yards last week? So there were more than 35 attempts for him. Instead at 32.5, that's one of my favorite bets of the week is the over on Aaron Rodgers' passing attempts. But Amari Cooper to the Bills moves the needle more for me than it does with the Jets because the ceiling for Josh Allen is higher than what we're seeing from Aaron Rodgers at this point. Now, we steadily saw a trend going upward in terms of Aaron Rodgers developing a little bit more chemistry with Vince and getting out there and making the right plays and the right decisions and looking comfortable and healthy and all of those things. The offensive line's just not protecting him. It's just that simple. And when they maybe are, or the Jets actually make a play, well, what happens? There's a flag, play gets called back, and we're back at it again. So, to me, the fact that Amari Cooper went to the Bills adds what's desperately needed for Josh Allen. Now, keep in mind, Josh Allen right now is plus 650 to win MVP. The first 2 weeks of the season, first three, give or take, we were talking about Josh Allen winning MVP. And he was playing like an MVP. The offense has been horrible. And it's one of the few times I've actually taken an under on a quarterback in their passing yards. That's like a star, not, you know, some rookie quarterback or something. And, I mean, he went under. Josh Allen and that offense has really struggled. But to get Khalil Shakir back and then add Amari Cooper to the mix, and I know it's not prime Amari Cooper anymore, but the Bills have more talent right now. Let me change this. It's not that the Bills have a better offensive line, and the Bills have a better quarterback right now. Two of the most important things for an offense to have. Now you can open up things for your tight ends, especially Dalton Kincaid, with Amari Cooper out there. He's still a receiver that's a great route runner that now defenses are going to actually have to respect. I didn't like the Jets coming into the season. There was way too much hype. There was way too much of a question mark what Aaron Rodgers was going to look like with a new team. So to me, adding Amari Cooper, if you're the Bills, showed one, they said, okay, like, we know now we are going to actually have to add a weapon for Josh Allen to be successful. 10 touchdowns and no interceptions this year. I mean, lowest completion percentage of his career since 2019. But now that you've added one of the best route runners in the NFL, a really good veteran receiver that, yeah, is not in his prime anymore, Amari Cooper, that opens things up for everybody else there. The Bills are a better team than the Jets. Like, it's just that simple right now. I trust them to win the AFC East a lot more. I mean, again, they're heavy favors. They're minus 400. So it's not like you're going in and getting a ton of value there. But if you're looking at anything in the futures market with the Bills after this, I mean, I think the one thing you could consider is at 11.5 wins right now, that's plus 115. That's juiced heavily to the under. I'd probably stay away from their win total. But this is a team that could really start to get things going as maybe you get to the playoffs. If you want anything on the Bills other than week by week, which is what I'll do is bet them week by week, I think for them, it's probably maybe winning the AFC at plus 425. And again, I wouldn't bet that, but that's like the only thing in the futures market that I'd really kind of keep an eye on. But I think week by week now, you're now looking at a better offense and a team that should cover and a team that should win more football games and kind of look like they were at the, you know, the beginning of the season. We knew the Davante Adams trade was going to happen. We knew that this is where the Jets were going to be, but he can't block. It's funny though, right? Like, oh, the hamstring's better now, isn't it? Oh, guys, my hamstring hurts. Oh, I got traded to the Jets. It's weird. Ah, wow. I just loosened up all of a sudden, guys. Yeah, I just got a little massage, a little, you know, electrical stimulation, and my hamstring works again. It was the most obvious situation. I mean, and you know what? It needed to happen. They needed to make that trade. But, like, if you're the Jets, do you trust them more? I trust Aaron Rodgers over on attempts, and I think they're going to try to force the ball to Devontae Adams to get him involved early, but they're still not running the ball consistently enough. Do they like Breece Hall? I don't know. Like, I don't know if the Jets even like Breece Hall anymore. We haven't seen enough yet of the new play calling, though they did look, I say, a little bit better. Not that the ceiling was very high with Nathaniel Hackett there, so it's not like that was really a great scenario to begin with. But, like, we haven't seen too much of what the Jets' new offense is going to look like with all this. So I think you really just have to anticipate targets for Devontae Adams. So maybe you're taking receptions, and I'm going over on Aaron Rodgers' attempts, and that's really as far as it goes for me for this team at this point. I just don't like the Jets. I just don't. I know a lot of people came into this season and were high on the Jets. I just don't trust them. And, like, I hate it because this is kind of like a cliche narrative, but as someone that's been a fan of a team that up until recently has had the same thing happen every year, the Jets are going to jet. Like, there's something in that organization, something in the water, where things just fall apart. There's not good culture. And that thing resonates all the way down. And Aaron Rodgers is hinted at it, right? He talks about guys being held accountable. So, like, there you go. That's kind of what it comes down to at this point, is you look around and go, oh, yeah, I got into a building that needs a lot of work. And a lot of people need to come in to be held accountable for what they're doing. And this is where the Jets are this week. I think that's as far as you probably go for them. I wouldn't touch them to win the Super Bowl at 33-1. I mean, what are we doing? Like, I know it's like their win total is 7.5, but it's -175 to the over now. Okay? Like, if you want to bet that and pay the heavy juice, they could win 8 games. You know? Like, that's Devontae Adams is going to make that offense at least more efficient. And Garrett Wilson is somebody that maybe now will get more opportunity because he's not going to be the sole focal point of every defense that he sees no matter what, but he can't really make plays like in traffic, right? Garrett Wilson has looked like somebody that they've been trying to force him the ball. That's the only guy that Aaron Rodgers has really trusted up until this point with the 23 targets a couple of weeks ago, but he may benefit from that. Those are really the only spots. That's it. That's all I'm looking at right now is Garrett Wilson. It's attempts for Aaron Rodgers and figuring out whether they like Breece Hall or Braylon Allen more, just deciding not to run the football anymore. So, all right, we'll bring on Lucy Burge, who maybe can help me sort this out a little bit. We'll get to that trade in a minute, but I want to just get this out of the way so we can wash our brains away from this. Last night was an ugly game. Last night I had the under, Lucy, and last night that late touchdown absolutely crushed me. The only takeaway that I really had from that was, you know, something to involve in the props market was Bo Nix over on rushing yards. I think he's just going to run the ball a ton. He had 75 rushing yards last night. Is there anything that you took away from that game other than, oh my God, the Saints offense is absolutely unwatchable now?
Yeah, what I took away from that, Nick, and good afternoon, this game was horrible. I had Saints +3. So what I took away from that was I made a huge mistake. I have made a huge mistake. So taking Saints +3 was bad. That was really bad. However, it was disgusting, but Sean Payton didn't just get revenge on his old team. He embarrassed them. He embarrassed them to the highest level and then became the 7th coach in NFL history to defeat all 32 teams. So he embarrassed them with massive aplomb. So that's what I took away from it. And might I admit something as well? I was watching a lot more baseball last night than I was football because I would say MLB postseason was far superior to at least this Thursday night football game last night. So a little bit better than NFL, might I say, Major League Baseball has been this postseason. But that game was so disgusting. So thankfully it was disgusting because it got a lot more eyes on baseball, I think, much more exciting. But taking Saints +3 is something that I am kicking myself about because I was like, why didn't I just, I was going back and forth on it. I was like, why didn't I just make the right decision? But that's how it goes.
I know it's we live with regret far too often with this, and we'll definitely get to baseball. I want to make sure we get to that with you, but I do want to get to these the two wide receiver trades that I was talking about. Amari Cooper going to the Bills, Devontae Adams going to the Jets. Which one moves the needle more for you?
Yeah, I'm right there with you in the Jets, feeling on the New York Jets this season and how I am not very high on them at all. And I would take the Bills to win the division at this point because I can't see how Devontae Adams is going to save the season for the Jets. They are already in a spot that is below the Bills, obviously, but I don't know if Devontae Adams is going to be enough to save their season. But I like the Amari Cooper trade better because I think that he puts the Bills in a better spot and he has more of a chance to keep the Bills in first place in the AFC East than Devontae Adams does to save the Jets season. So I just like the Bills better this season. They have a better vibe about them. The Jets have a very, it's kind of like, so Devontae Adams is living with Aaron Rodgers. It is kind of like in Antonio Brown, Tom Brady vibes. Who knows how this is going to end? I'm not saying it's going to end, you know, terribly like the Antonio Brown situation did, but it's a little bit, it seems, is it more for show? Can they recreate the magic that they had with the Packers? So I have more faith in the Bills and Amari Cooper to keep the Bills where they are and advance them than Devontae Adams to advance the Jets and save their season at all. Coming into the season, I liked the Jets. I was high on the Jets. I thought, oh, they're with Aaron Rodgers back, they're going to be rejuvenated. But I think now it is Amari Cooper who will be rejuvenated coming from where he was playing and now with the Bills. I'm like, wow, this is a whole new world. So I think the Bills, I like that trade much, much better than Devontae Adams and whatever their the Aaron Rodgers show that's going on there.
I can't picture Devontae Adams running off the field with his shirt off in the middle of a game like Antonio Brown. So yeah, I think you're probably right. But I think, listen, you bring up a really good point though when you talk about like there's no metrics or like trends or numbers that can give you an insight into a team's culture. That's where just the old school watching football games, right? Like that comes into play here. And you can just tell like there is a different attitude within the Jets building right now versus where the Bills are. And like, let's be honest, this is why I call Aaron Rodgers the autocorrect of the NFL, where you think it's helping, but like really all it does is cause problems. It just feels like he's caused more problems than any sort of help right now for the Jets.
Definitely. I mean, they did just fire their coach in the middle of the season. So that's never great. That's never a great thing when you're firing your coach in the middle of the season. The Bills have not done that. So they do have that. The Jets have that kind of that notch on that and like, oh no, this is trending in a different direction. There's a flux feeling to the Jets that's like unsettled. And I think with the Bills, it's much more heading in the right direction and more settled than the Jets that are kind of scrambling all over the place. We don't know what they will be with Devontae Adams. I mean, it remains to be seen at this point.
So I'm scrolling through now looking for Drake May props after last week because I was partially wrong, Lucy.
You better
be honest with you. First off, I give him credit. I didn't like them starting him against that Texans defense, but he held up well considering he had a lot of turnovers and that was expected. Should I be betting an interception again for Drake May this weekend? And what'd you think of that debut for him? Moving forward, is there maybe a couple things in the props market besides even an interception that you do like with him?
Yeah, well, an interception, sure. I mean, that happens. It could happen. He is a rookie quarterback. So, you know, sure, bet that. But the over on passing yards is also not out of the question. 205.5, I believe that is, at BetMGM. I love this kid. I love Drake May. I think he's fantastic. I think his whole energy is great. He has a winning vibe about him. And even today, when he was asked in London, you know, why should fans in London root for the Patriots? And he said, well, you know, it starts with the name for one. For starters, New England, obviously. That means, oh, let's. I'm like, this kid's great. This guy's perfect. He just, the way he acted, his composure, his maturity. Even after the game, when he said that he's not satisfied, really, and the people around him, this is it too. The people around him, he said his family, his friends will not be satisfied with how he played because they will be focused on the fact that they lost the game. So I think he has I came away from that game very encouraged by Drake May and his future with this team. So I am taking Patriots to cover, and I would take Drake May over on passing yards.
I actually like the Patriots as well, +5.5 against the Jags team. You want to talk about vibes. The Jags definitely do not have that type. Like, the vibe is not there at all. It does, It does feel like, and you're close to it, obviously, being up there in Boston. So you tell me, it feels like now there is kind of this feeling of like everybody was waiting for this moment to happen. And everybody was just kind of like twiddling their thumbs, like, you know, at some point we got to like take a step forward. It feels like now the Patriots have at least moved into the future. And even if there's mistakes there, the mistakes feel different when it's a rookie quarterback versus a veteran like Jacoby Brissett.
Definitely. I mean, Drake May threw more touchdowns in one game than Jacoby Brissett did all season. So it was a re-energized feeling. It was so bad. Nick, it was horrible coming into that. Starting Drake May was a boost of energy that this fan base needed. Because before that, if they came into this London game starting Jacoby Brissett and they hadn't started Drake May, it would be a snooze fest. No one would be watching. The Drake May factor has changed at least viewership, I think. I haven't seen any ratings numbers, but I would think people are interested to see how a rookie quarterback is going to perform rather than more of the same, where you know that they are going to not be good, even against the Jaguars. If they were starting Jacoby Brissett, I would have thought Jaguars to cover easily and to win and everything Jaguars, because the team sucks. But with Drake May, it's a boost of energy.
It feels different. It feels like they've now at least moved into that future. And again, I'll give him credit. Looked good considering the circumstances, especially that defense that he was up against. Before we get to baseball, will you join me in fully fading the Cowboys the rest of the season? They're on a bye this week, Lucy, but they're at the Niners after that, then at the Falcons, then they host the Eagles and the Texans, and then the Commanders. That's a division game. That's the Commanders are a much better team than the Cowboys right now. They could lose all of those games.
Yeah, your Commanders, who I like very much this season, they're putting together something special here, Nick. I am also with you on full fade of the Dallas Cowboys. What a mess. What a mess they have. They have Jerry Jones falling apart on the radio saying, I'm going to fire all of you. This guy is in shambles. He is in shambles. They lost on his birthday, and now he has lost it. So, I'm full fading the Cowboys going forward. That schedule does not make me think they're going to win or cover or anything, so I would more, you know, fade, ignore. I don't think much of the Cowboys going forward at all. What a mess.
It's the way to do it. And this is why, listen, if you want to be in the media as much as Jared does, you can't get all upset, Lucy, when your team starts to lose, because then everybody's just going to make fun of you. I mean, it's clear. You're right. He's absolutely lost his mind. And by the way, he also doesn't pay them down there at the fan. Like, he gets paid to do that interview, and he's been doing it for years. I don't know. That's an angry billionaire that's just like, I'm going to make everybody get fired. And it's like, that's not how this works, dude. Like, you don't, like, just don't show up for the interview. Anyway, all right, let's get into baseball here. Dodgers, Mets, that's the first game at 5:08 Eastern is the first pitch. Let's start with that game. What do you like in that?
Yes, so I have a couple prop bets in this game. Freddie Freeman, over 1.5 total bases. He hit this in the first game of the series with two. He's batting .316 against David Peterson with six hits, including four singles and two home runs. So Freddie Freeman, over 1.5 bases. A Mets money line just right off the, I mean, that's the baseline here I'm taking. Starling Marte also to get a hit. He has at least one hit in each of his last three games, five hits in the last three games. And against Jack Flaherty, he has a home run and three singles. So he's been good against him. So those are my bets for that game.
Yankees and Guardians turn around, obviously, after the magic last night in the extra. And I mean, that was a hell of a game. And you're right. Like, being able to watch that, that was like, I've got to have the stupid Thursday night football game on. But I'm also paying attention to what's going on, and had Yankees fans actually show up to watch the game, too. So they were distraught when it was all done. What do you like in that one? And could there be any magical carryover for the Guardians after last night?
I hope so. Big Christmas pulling through. I have him over 1.5 bases as well. I always love a good distraught Yankee fan. But I also have Aaron Judge to hit a home run, so who knows? He hit one in each of the last two games against Gavin Williams. He is batting .500 with a home run in two at bats. Gavin Williams comes into this with a 4.86 ERA. Aaron Judge home run tonight.
All right, five-star play for today. You got one for us? I know you kind of mentioned a lot of baseball ones here, but if you got anything else, this is the time where you can just unload the bag with anything you like this weekend. The five-star play for tonight, the floor is yours, Lucy.
Yes, well, there is a five-star play from the BetQL model. Titans, Bills, over 41. The Bills have hit the over in their two games at home this season and in their last game, while the Titans hit the over in their last game on the road. So the BetQL model loves Titans, Bills, over 41.
All right, Lucy. Always appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Nick. I'll talk to you soon.
And we are both on Patriots to cover. I think the Jags could lose 14 games this year. I mean, it's an utter disaster what's going on with the Jags. By the way, you know, it's next week. I'm just going to point this out. I know everybody's focused on the NFL. The NBA starts next week. I know maybe you're not thinking about that yet, but NBA props during the regular season, I've seen the numbers. You care about it. I know you do. There are a lot of people that are very, very interested in that. The one thing I will say, when it comes to win totals, there's a couple that I do like. And since it's going to get, you know, we're getting started next week, NBA season tips off on Wednesday. I'm just going to tell you this now. If you haven't already bet it, under 38.5 wins for the Atlanta Hawks. Let me tell you something. The fact Trae Young may have a monster year. Trae Young may lead the league in assists. I would bet that. Maybe to lead the league in scoring, fine, because he's going to have the ball in his hands more with DeJounte Murray gone. They won 36 games last year. And they didn't get better as a team this offseason. The Hawks have continued to regress ever since that whole series against the Knicks in the second round, and then they went to the Eastern Conference Finals, and I will never forget this. I will never forget Trae Young. The next season, after the Atlanta Hawks went to the Eastern Conference Finals, he said, you know, we're a little bored right now. We got a taste of success. Oh, that's good news. That's great leadership. I got real confidence in those Hawks now. They've regressed every single year since then. I'm taking the under, already bet at 38.5 for the Atlanta Hawks this year. I think that team is just, I mean, like, they can start giving more minutes to some of the younger players. Zachary Risache, like, what is he really going to be his rookie year? He's raw. I do like Jalen Johnson there. Jalen Johnson points are a regular over for me in the props market as the season goes on. I think you're going to see even more from Jalen Johnson. So, like, that's somebody on that team I'd probably target early in the year before the market starts to adjust, because he could get a lot of looks and a lot of targets there. A lot of targets, not football, I get it. But see, football's still on the mind for me too, I get it. But we got to kind of get ready for the NBA here. Everybody always cares about awards markets. I'm a nerd for that. So I will at least put this out. I think this is the year for SGA. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I think, is in for a monster season. Could average over 30 points a game. He's 4-1 to win MVP. So it's not a great price, but you still would quadruple your money. So, like, let's be honest with ourselves here. There's a very good chance that he's in that next man up category. If you're looking for a little more value, I would maybe go Anthony Edwards at 12-1. The key here is that those two teams, the Timberwolves and the Thunder, have shown us that they can win and win consistently in a really tough Western Conference. The West might be even tougher this season. So if either one of those teams that were one of the best in the NBA record-wise last year, if either one of them can show similar success to what they had last year, it's going to be really tough to not see a lot of votes going in the direction of either SGA or Anthony Edwards. And, like, there's a lot of hype around those two guys, and it's kind of the next man up mentality. Luka's the favorite. He's been the favorite coming in, like, the last three seasons. I like the Thunder, and I like the Timberwolves more than where Dallas is, though they've had a pretty decent offseason, and we obviously saw the way they turned things around after the trade deadline. It just kind of feels like now Luka's, like, he hasn't missed his window. He's still, what, 25? I'm kind of worried now that because we got so much from Luka so quickly, that the expectations high, that that's actually going to be used against him, versus, like, Anthony Edwards is on the rise. SGA is on the rise right now. And those teams have a chance to be much better. And they're like, rookie of the year wins don't matter. Defensive player of the year, it's probably Wemby anyway. Wemby's going to win like 10 of these things. Guy gained 25 pounds. Just Wemby's going to win defensive player of the year. Like, let's just not even pretend at this point. As long as he doesn't get hurt, he's winning defensive player of the year. But, you know, when you look at some of these other spots here, I wouldn't touch rookie of the year. Maybe Reed Shepard, but there's just a lot of variables with a very, I don't even want to use the word weak rookie class, because we don't know how these players are going to develop yet. But there's not a lot of expectations on anybody right now. And it could be somebody that's random. Like, it could be like a Malcolm Brogdon years ago when he won Rookie of the Year as a second round pick. So I wouldn't touch the Rookie of the Year market. MVP is a spot, though, where Anthony Edwards and SGA, like, Giannis is past that point. Luka's still in the conversation, like I said. But you're going to take some of these other guys now and say, like, Nikola Jokic, the window is usually short. And then it becomes the next guy up, unless you're Derrick Rose surprising everybody, who I want to say was, when he won, I think he was like 25-1 heading into the season. So it's rare that you have that opportunity with an MVP, because you got to factor in the past and how people have voted. A lot of voters, it's kind of like, it's this guy's turn now. He hasn't gotten one yet. Let's reward him. I remember the narrative for years was Karl Malone. Karl Malone hasn't won an MVP, and then he won a couple. Like, it happens. Other stuff with Karl Malone that we won't get into, but, you know, we'll just focus on the court, if you will. All right, let's start looking at a couple of the games this weekend here. I got a lot of bets that I actually really like. I feel good about this weekend. Of course, don't we always say that once we get into this point? My favorite prop of the weekend is Brock Bowers over 58.5 receiving yards. That'll be the prop lock, as it likes to say along the bottom on there on the lower thirds. Look, he's had 71 and 97 receiving yards over the last 2 weeks alone. The Rams defense, one of the things I really do like to do, and you may do this too, is looking at fantasy matchups, and you can use that in the props market a lot. I know I'm not like going out on a limb saying something profound here, but like the Rams defense is allowing the third most points per game to tight ends this season. Brock Bowers is getting a lot of targets. And there's no Devontae Adams anymore. I know he hasn't been there already because it's, oh, my hamstring. Oh, no, it's fine now. So Brock Bowers is somebody to just target in terms of receptions and yards probably the rest of the season at this point. So 58.5, very, very low number considering what he's done the last couple weeks. There was a stretch in there where the numbers were low. I think we're back up now, and there's going to be a lot of Brock Bowers because you can't, like, it's just so obvious. You can't be that stupid. Just give Brock Bowers the football consistently. The guy could go down as one of the best tight ends we've ever seen when it's all said and done. The dog of the day, Lucy and I did talk about this, but I'll put it back out again. Patriots plus 5.5 against the Jags in London. I know it's a semi-home game for the Jags, but how'd that work last week? They're staying in London. Their coach is about to be fired. He'll probably have his own flight back once they leave London and eventually lose this game. The Patriots are in a better spot right now. Drake May gives him that sense of hope and moving forward, right? There's a better attitude there. We're not working with a placeholder with Jacoby Brissett. Good backup quarterback, just not a starter. The offense wasn't moving. Drake May has added a new dynamic there. I don't think the market's totally adjusted to that yet. He's going to make some mistakes, but the thing is, the Jags are at the lowest of the low right now. They're at one of the lowest points of any team in the entire NFL. So I'm taking the Patriots plus 5.5 against the Jags. And then my best bet, you know I love this. The number's down to 32.5. Aaron Rodgers, over 30.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.